Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
I'm thrilled that we're finally going to deliver for the country that has been waiting for us to step up.
A $2 trillion deal is agreed to, and the Senate votes today. We're going to hear exactly what's inside. We'll hear from a New York doctor on why New York City is particularly hard hit.
We're facing an Italy-like crisis. You might want to wish it away, but it's essentially inevitable now.
And that's why the feds are asking New Yorkers to keep their distance.
A White House coronavirus warning.
Everybody who was in New York should be self-quarantining for the next 14 days.
I'm Sean Adams.
The NYPD reports a drop in crime and a rise in the number of officers getting sick.
211 tests positive.
I'm Marla Diamond on Manhattan's West Side.
Noah Syndergaard's season is over before it begins because of Tommy John surgery. This is Brad Heller.
And this is Wednesday, the 25th of March. Good morning.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup. A deeper dive into the stories you need to start your day with fewer commercials.
Nice to have you along with us. I'm Wayne Cabot. There's much to cover. You know, a month ago, the U.S. had 50 recorded coronavirus cases. A month ago. Yesterday, that count topped 50,000. And New York, now the nation's hot zone. Let's go to WCBS reporter Sean Adams now. Sean, there's a new federal request that all New Yorkers who travel elsewhere in the country self-quarantine for 14 days. Sean, what are those people supposed to do if they're in some faraway city?
They're supposed to stay put and isolate themselves. This is really unprecedented, and time is of the essence here. This warning from the White House is to be heeded urgently, immediately, because the fear is New York City is turning into the springboard for coronavirus to spread across the entire country.
We remain deeply concerned about New York City and the New York metro area. About 56% of all the cases in the United States are coming out of that metro area, and 60% of all the new cases are coming out of the metro New York area, and 31% of the people succumbing to this disease.
Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, advises anyone who passed through New York City recently or anyone who lives in the city and has left should self-quarantine for 14 days. New York City is a hot zone with a rate of infection 8 to 10 times greater than other parts of the country right now, Wayne.
Sean, I heard a reporter shout a question to the president about whether New York City was consulted about this decision to ask New Yorkers to self-quarantine. Didn't hear an answer. Have you heard any word about that?
Well, it is unclear if the state or the city knew about this before it was announced. No immediate reaction. But obviously, this affects New York City residents who have sought to relocate elsewhere, perhaps to a second home for a time. But really, when you think about it, this also applies to anyone who passed through New York City, visitors, workers, tourists. So really, it's not just the city that has to worry about this, or the state, other parts of the country, because the fear is that as people have gone out back to wherever they're going, they might have taken coronavirus with them.
Thank you, Sonia. Who would have believed that it would get this bad in New York City? We're going to hear from a doctor in a moment in New York about why that is. But let's go now to WCBS reporter Marla Diamond, because a month ago, if you had told somebody that we'd see New York City jails open up their doors to free hundreds of inmates to reduce the jail infection rate, you probably wouldn't have believed it. And Marla's here about that and other new realities for New York. Marla?
And Wayne, the mayor says 300 inmates convicted of nonviolent crimes with 1 year left to serve at Rikers will be released, and there are plans to release hundreds more jailed for parole violations. This as major crimes decrease and the number of arrests drop dramatically. More police officers are coming down with the virus, says Police Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We've had 211 members of the NYPD test positive. Of those, 177 of the 211 are uniformed, 34 are civilian members.
27 to 2,800 police officers have called in sick. Two of the city's biggest police unions say the department is failing to inform officers when someone they've worked with has tested positive. Wayne?
Thank you, Marla Diamond. Well, we can report that overnight the Senate worked out its differences on the biggest cash infusion in American history. And before we lay out what we know about what's inside, let's check in with Joe Connolly. Joe, how's the market reacting and what are your takeaways?
Well, Dow futures are up 550 points, Wayne, after the Dow rose 2,000 points, 11%, yesterday, ahead of this near passage. Key points, as far as we know. It funds unemployment insurance for all who need it for 39 weeks, and that includes gig economy employees and freelancers not normally eligible for unemployment comp. There'd also be checks of $3,000 or more to many families. Those may be limited to families with incomes below $100,000 a year. There's $350 billion in loans to small and mid-sized businesses that would be forgiven if those businesses keep their employees on the payroll. And there's a proposal to let city residents use their security deposits for next month's rent, Wayne.
All right. Thank you, Joe Connolly. We got a reaction to what they put together last night. As the overnight deal was reached, here's New York's Chuck Schumer.
Because many Democrats and Republicans were willing to do the serious and hard work, the bill is much better off than where it started.
We check in on Capitol Hill now, and Joe just outlined a lot of what's in this bill. Here's more from CBS's Skylar Henry on what's inside.
$500 billion in loans for big businesses. Nearly $400 billion in grants and loans for small businesses. The bill includes a one-time cash payment for most working Americans, up to $1,200 for individuals, $3,000 for the average family. It also expands unemployment insurance from 26 weeks to 39 in most states, boosting benefits by $600 a week.
Next up on the Morning News Roundup, what the doctors are saying about New York City and what's going on here. Next on the Morning News Roundup, your need-to-know weather, and we better, I guess, bring an umbrella along today, Craig Allen.
I think so, Wayne. This is one of those days. We're going back to a cloudy, gray day with easterly winds. It'll have that chilly, raw feel to it out there, damp and chilly. And it will rain from time to time, rain and drizzle. The amounts won't be as high as what we had back on Monday. I bring that up again because it really poured and slowed things down even more during Monday afternoon and Monday evening. I think most of that heavy rain will stay south of us, but it's just not a nice day coming up. High 44 to 48. The closest rain is into eastern Pennsylvania, even a few snowflakes in the Poconos right now. And there's some steady rain off to our south as well. Tonight, partial clearing, lows 35 to 40. Much nicer tomorrow, mostly sunny as we are back up to about 54 to 58. And then Friday starts with a few showers, then varying amounts of clouds and a high between 55 and 60. Currently 41, humidity up to 67% with a northeast wind, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Today's high will stay in the 40s.
The WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup.
Wednesday morning, and a lot of what we are dealing with today, of course, involves how we are reacting to coronavirus. And we hear from a doctor who has been looking very carefully into what's happening in New York City. And this is a doctor who thinks that New York City is bad for a reason. Dr. Bruce Yaffe, gastroenterologist in New York City, affiliated with multiple hospitals in the area, including NYU Langone Hospital, as to why New York City became ground zero for this.
It is totally true that we have to quarantine and self-isolate in the immediate future to try to stem the tide, because if we're kind of isolated for 14 days or so, theoretically, we're going to identify the people who truly do have the disease, and the people who have isolated for 14 days who don't have the disease and who haven't developed symptoms and who haven't been exposed, theoretically, could be a restart. We could then focus on starting there at point zero. Now, it's true we're going to have a terrible peak in the next 2 weeks, and some people aren't going to make it because we won't have enough ventilators. But that being said, most people who get this disease are actually getting better. I have a number of patients who actually have gotten the disease, have gotten better, and are back at work. And these are the people who are going to be first to re-enter society and start the business cycle up again.
So that's the good news coming in from Dr. Bruce Yaffe. Some people are getting over this and getting back to reality, but we know the peak is still weeks away. He thinks by April 20th, life might return to something resembling normal in New York City. We've got a lot more on the medical front to talk to you about in just a second here in the Morning News Roundup. But right now, we've got a medical problem for a famous baseball player who may never play this season, if there is a season. Here's Brad Heller.
Hey, good morning, Wayne. Obviously not what Mets fans want to hear as they wait for this season to begin. Noah Syndergaard will have Tommy John surgery tomorrow in West Palm Beach. He's going to miss all of 2020 and at least part of 2021. The team says he felt some discomfort during spring training, even though he still was pitching in Grapefruit League games. No MRI, though, on the elbow until after camp was shut down. The recovery time from Tommy John surgery is said to be anywhere from 12 to 18 months. Minnesota Timberwolves star Karl-Anthony Towns, a New Jersey native, revealed on Instagram early this morning that his mother is in a medically induced coma and on a ventilator with what they assume is coronavirus. She was tested along with Towns' father, who is now out of the hospital and in quarantine. They are waiting for the results. An emotional Towns said that this virus needs to be taken seriously, and he urges everybody to take every precaution. From the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell has notified all teams that all club facilities will be closed as of 6 p.m. tonight. Robbie Anderson leaving the Jets for the Carolina Panthers, reportedly a two-year deal worth $20 million. To try and fill that void, the Jets are adding former first-round pick Breshad Perriman on a one-year deal. The Giants going to the XFL to get defensive back Drayvon Askew-Henry. He played for the New York Guardians. And James Dolan and the MSG Company are selling the Forum out in Inglewood, California to Clippers owner Steve Ballmer. Forget this, $400 million in cash. That ends a long legal fight and clears the way for Ballmer to build a new arena. The Forum will still be a live music venue. Brad Heller, WCBS 880 Sports.
Stay informed. Stay connected. Depend on WCBS.
Morning. We have so much to know, but here are just three things. One, NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea says 211 NYPD members have tested positive for the virus. That includes 177 uniformed officers and 34 civilian employees. MTA cuts are our second thing to know. Starting today, there's no service on the subways B, W, and Z lines. Elsewhere in the system, some express trains will run local only. Some branches at the ends of lines will effectively turn into shuttles. This on top of the new essential service plan, which will put the MTA on a Saturday schedule, except during rush hours. A third thing, we go in-depth here. Dr. Erwin Redlener, director of the National Center on Disaster Preparedness of Columbia University, sat down with WCBS and talked about the rapid spread happening in New York City. More about the science here, as we asked him, why the rapid spread? Is it density or something else?
Well, first of all, this virus itself is inherently capable of rapid spread. Every single person infected with the virus, even if their symptoms are very mild, can spread it to somewhere between 2 and 3 people. We're going to be doubling the number of people who get infected every 3 to 4 days or so.
For how long?
Many, many weeks, months, really, of the virus continuing to grow exponentially.
You said we could expect 150 to 200 million Americans infected. And according to models, over the next 6, 8, or 12 months, that's between 1/2 to 2/3 of the population will get the virus. We should not be surprised to see that 4 million New Yorkers would get the virus, but a lot of these people, he says, will be fine. Moderate symptoms, they'll be staying at home recovering. A small percentage will need the hospital. A smaller number will need the ICU. And chances of surviving this, especially if you are older or have pre-existing conditions, chances of surviving, he says, are way higher than not making it. Many more young people will get sick. They'll have milder symptoms, but those with serious lung problems, asthma, cystic fibrosis, or have their immunity compromised. He says the age really doesn't matter. And about social distancing, what is the danger of less distancing?
This is so complicated now. Is this an economic issue? Is it a political issue? Probably all of the above, but it is primarily a public health issue. Deal with the economy. I'm not saying don't deal with it. That's all critical. But we've got to stop the spread of this disease using whatever techniques we can. And that has to be the first priority.
It's okay for kids to play outside, he says, in very small groups. As for ventilators, he says the shortage in New York is way more severe than he thought. He said we're facing a crisis like Italy. And he thinks the president should invoke the Defense Production Act, make it really take effect. There is so much in this in-depth podcast we really should hear, and if you want to check it out, here's how. Search WCBS 880 In-Depth, one of our many podcast offerings, as is this one, the Morning News Roundup. And check back again, 6 o'clock tomorrow. Listen to us on radio.com. Download the Morning News Roundup. And now it's 6:18.
This is the WCBS 880 Morning News Roundup, a daily download of the news you need to start your day. On air, on radio.com, and delivered to your phone and computer for on-demand listening.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.